from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
$81 million, a record. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party, have raised since Joe Biden decided to step out of the race on Sunday. That was done in 24 hours.
Yep, donors had stopped giving money to the Biden campaign by and large. So there was a pent-up supply of money ready to go. And when he stepped aside and she stepped into the limelight, well, that was all it took.
$81 million in 24 hours gives you some sense. So it's no surprise that they believe they have enough delegates that they will be able to easily have Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention officially confirmed as the dedicated nominee.
Oh, that's right, Larry. The Associated Press did a survey of delegates. And so that's their reporting.
And we have a Pittsburgher, Mike Gallagher, who was at the White House yesterday, happened to be there coincidentally to cover the NCAA collegiate athletes who were there originally to be greeted by the president, but he's on the backside of COVID. He is supposed to return to the White House today, but Kamala Harris had her first official public event, and he happened to be there. Sent some pictures we'll post, and he will join us in the next hour to talk about. He said that the press pool, you can't imagine how it mushroomed with international attention that normally they wouldn't give to just some athletes getting recognition.
No, I'm sure that the response was far over what you would ordinarily get for a meat and potatoes event like that, even if it is at the White House. But yes, it had more to do with politics than it did with the NCAA, right?
Oh, 100%. It just happened to be her first official public event since Joe Biden decided to step out of the race. And yesterday at the Butler Farm Show site where the rally took place, the assassination attempt a couple of Saturdays ago, members of the House Homeland Security Committee were there. And they went through a detail, and one of those was a former Navy SEAL sniper. So what he had to say in particular, I think, was most interesting to me. Two things. He said there should have been a sniper on that water tower. And when the shooter got, he said, 5 feet on that roof, he would have been taken out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there have been obvious major questions about what transpired in the security lap, which also transferred over to the director, Kimberly Cheadle, being grilled by a committee in Congress.
And if I have my information right this morning, Larry, she's going back there today for more verbal abuse, would be the best way to describe some of the exchanges that I picked up on yesterday.
I wonder if she could just say, no, I'm not doing it. But well, at this point,
I mean, I admire her for showing up and taking responsibility, but you know,
they got, I mean, there has to I be
mean,
a change,
you know, but I mean, obviously there's
there has
something
to be.
Seriously wrong with the Secret Service.
There has to be a change. The secret is there's no secret about it anymore.
Well, you know, this, you know, should concern everyone. I mean, about the people who are in a, you know, providing protection for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, you never want to see
right?
anybody
exactly.
hurt
I mean,
with
this,
gun violence.
This kind of thing cuts both ways.
And last night,
Bednar a strike away from shaking hands. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hey, struck him out. Bednar saves it. Nick Gonzalez with the game-winning hit in the eighth. And the Pirates have won 9 of 11. They're within a game of the Cardinals. And currently in wild card position with their win tonight, 2-1 over St. Louis.
How about that?
Aroldis Chapman pitched a perfect eighth inning as well.
Yeah, and
he got a lot of good performances last night.
Guess who's pitching tonight? And when Paul Skeens takes the mound at PNC Park, he lifts the attendance by an average of what, Paul?
I was listening to somebody say it was like 7,000 to 8,000 a game.
Instantly.
My goodness.
And keep in mind, he didn't pitch over the weekend. And Friday, they had 39,000 plus, which was the largest attendance since 2015. So the Bucs against their rivals, the Cardinals, got game one. Game two is tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow's afternoon game will be right here on the station that invented baseball on the radio. That would be us, KDKA. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Hey, back to the Immaculate Reception, which in this town, Paul, as you know, never gets old. I was talking about a footnote to this. So that ball was owned by this gentleman since, you know, now 52 years ago. He had it in some kind of bank vault. He sold it to Maggie Hardy of Nemecolon and 84 Lumber. She purchased it to surprise her father on his 100th birthday. And they had asked Franco to come to the birthday party to hand it. You know, can you imagine Franco walking out on stage at a birthday party with the football to present to Mr. Hardy?
I can only imagine the trouble that she had to go to even get that far with it.
Or what she paid for it.
Right.
Because this guy's had it for half a century, right? So what happened was Mr. Hardy passed away that morning on his 100th birthday. And Michael Bublé was among the singing talent to perform. And Bob Pompeiani was the MC. And so, you know, this happened after, I believe, that Franco passed as well. So, you know, all of a sudden they said, well, we're going to cancel the party. But apparently Maggie Hardy said, no, you know what? My dad would have wanted us to celebrate. So that's what they did. So they ended up having a party. And she has that football at Nemecolon somewhere, I guess, at some point. I guess they're going to put it on display. But interesting backstory, isn't it? And every time I see Franco's statue out at the airport, you know, I got to know Franco pretty good over the years. What a kind, warm, and wonderful person
he was.
Who was
Did you ever meet anybody who didn't say that?
Unaffected by fame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he realized how big a deal that was to people. It still is after all those years. Franco is sorely missed.
My first visit to Pittsburgh back in October of 2006, I remember stopping at the airport. Franco's statue was right there by the escalators going down.
Yeah, him and George Washington.
Yep.
Few people were getting pictures with George, I could tell you
that.
Oh,
yeah, people were lined up to get their pictures.
Franco Harris. Yeah, what a man. Miss that guy. Loved him. People are talking about the fact that today is National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Who comes up with these things?
Every year there's more of them, more days, special days.
National Gorgeous Grandma Day, Sprinkle Day, Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day, or today.
And nostril picking day.
You got your frozen daiquiri day.
Oh, my.
That actually occurred last week. And how about this? Near Buffalo, this gentleman is heartbroken. He's suing the state to get his beloved pet back. Apparently, they confiscated Albert. The state took Albert in March after someone found out that this guy was keeping a 750-pound alligator in his basement.
Albert the Gator.
And he said he's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
He's had it since 1990 and it hasn't eaten him yet, he told the state. State says he didn't have an updated license to keep a dangerous animal, but he claims he shouldn't need one since he's had him for more than 30 years.
Hmm.
So Albert's owner is, you know what, out of luck.
Yeah.
Albert's in the state custody.
And I wonder what they're going to do with it. I guess Albert's headed for the swamp.
I don't know. A swamp in Buffalo.
He'll be released into a swamp somewhere.
This is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Big K Morning Show. Yeah, we do have fog, some of that dense. We had a sustained rain yesterday, which we needed so badly here in western Pennsylvania because it's been so hot and dry. And looks like the weekend ahead is good. We have a chance for a little more shower activity here later today into tomorrow, and then things will dry up by Friday. Meanwhile, it was hot. Capitol Hill yesterday, and the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, faced an oversight committee from the House of Representatives. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
9 days after a would-be assassin opened fire on former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Anything to say to the people of Butler?
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle faced unrelenting criticism.
Director Cheadle, because Donald Trump is alive, and thank God he is, you look incompetent. If Donald Trump had been killed, you would have looked culpable.
From both parties on the U.S. House Oversight Committee.
How could this happen?
I can tell you, you're not making my job easier.
You're full of today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Cheadle acknowledged the severity of the breakdown.
The most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades.
She revealed the gunman was spotted and deemed suspicious as many as five times before he opened fire. That he flew a drone over the site before the rally, and that though he was deemed suspicious, he was not initially considered a threat. She said Trump's team was not denied any of its security requests for that day.
All of those requests were fulfilled.
But she acknowledged and defended denials of some security requests made on other occasions. But Cheadle declined to answer repeated questions about the evidence and the timeline of the shooting.
How many spent shell casings were found on the roof?
Citing an ongoing FBI investigation and frustrating the panel.
You felt like a lot of questions weren't answered.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There were tons of them.
She said she apologized to Trump last week and said so far, no one's been fired. as Democrats join calls for her resignation, including California's Ro Khanna.
It shouldn't be partisan. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, a presidential candidate, the Secret Service director should resign.
Members of a second congressional committee have launched their own probe and toured the shooting site, some of them walking atop the roof used by the shooter.
Someone should have had eyes on that building all the way around outside so no one ever got on top of that building.
The roof, just 200 yards from where Trump spoke. Cheadle testified the agency failed to include it inside their security perimeter. The Secret Service director said she didn't personally review plans for the Trump rally and that an investigation will be ready in 60 days. Members of Congress called that timeline unacceptably slow. Scott McFarland, CBS News, the Capitol.
So this committee that was at the Butler Farm Show site yesterday had a lot to say about what they saw when they looked at the logistics.
Yes, in addition to what McFarland covered there, Larry, Cheadle told the panel on Monday her agents were alerted to a suspicious person, as he mentioned several times, and she also disclosed the roof where the shots were fired had been flagged as a potential trouble spot days before the rally. Now, from the group that was at the Butler Farm Show grounds, some suggested the Secret Service could have mitigated the risk by putting a counter-sniper team on a nearby water tower where they could monitor surrounding buildings. You mentioned that earlier. But Cheadle said her agency didn't want to post a counter-sniper on the warehouse roof because its slope made it too dangerous. So Representative Carlos Jimenez from Florida said, if I could scale the roof at age 70, the Secret Service should have been able to position people there, too. He said the gaps in security were completely unacceptable.
Well, the slope of that roof, for anybody that saw it, was not even what a typical house roof pitch is. And there were two snipers to the left of the bleachers. If you've seen now, and most people have seen that in a photo or video, there were two snipers, Secret Service snipers, that were on a roof that was of a deeper pitch.
Yep.
So
yep.
That just doesn't hold water.
After the tour, when they were interviewed, some of these lawmakers said that many of their questions are still unanswered. Why did communication between local law enforcement and the Secret Service break down? Why was the rooftop where Crooks was shooting from unsecured? Why were there no counter snipers positioned anywhere nearby? Well, why did the former president host an event at a site many said seemed difficult to secure? A lot of rooftops around there. And they wanted to use the Butler Airport, by the way, but they found out there was another event scheduled for July 13th, and so that's why they wound up at the farm show.
And for those that don't remember, Donald Trump's last public appearance before the 2020 election was at the Butler Airport.
Tens of thousands attended that event.
And that was at the end of October. I believe it was Halloween. And it was his last, public appearance before the 2020 election. So a lot of unanswered questions. But the fact that the Secret Service apparently continues to try to throw local authorities under the bus.
One other thing, by the way that these are structured, local law enforcement is not allowed to go into the Secret Service command center. And that's policy, and I guess they've been doing it that way for some time to come, which would make it easy to understand why there was a breakdown in communications.
They should be able to, if they go into an area, the Secret Service should be in charge of any possible area, that they keep talking about this perimeter. And everybody that sees it's a no-brainer that should have been part of the coverage of the Secret Service and their responsibility instead of continuing to throw local law enforcement under the bus.
It's not for me to say you love me.
The Voice of Romance tour with Johnny Mathis comes to Pittsburgh Sunday, 7 o'clock at Heinz Hall. We have a pair of tickets to give you right now, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
I'll pick a number 6 and just say, we'll dedicate it to you, Larry Richard, behind the piano bar.
Yeah, baby.
This is piano bar music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The only thing missing is our news editor, Pat Septak, with his accordion, the Roland, the big one. He's busy every weekend now. He's starting to get, like, tour crazy. He doesn't know what town he's in, what place he's in.
Good for him.
All we know is Daphne Turner from Slippery Rock is tracking his every move. So there you go. Johnny Mathis. He's been around, like, 6 decades.
Right up there with Tony Bennett, right?
I'll tell you.
Tony Bennett stayed relevant for a long time.
It was interesting last night. Did this event for the Marcus Rosito Foundation. And one of the things that I shared with the audience was the fact that Keith Richards has outlived Richard Simmons, making me think that eating healthy and exercise may be overblown.
Yeah.
If you don't know Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, Google him. You'll see what I'm saying.
He has the genes of a superpower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then the way Mick Jagger's running around on stage at age 80, you know, I keep thinking, yeah, you can't judge a person these days by their age. You just can't do it because it's so much depends on genetics and how the people take care of themselves and the exercise. You know, there's a lot of influence. And when I see Richard Simmons videos of him with Sweating to the Oldies and all that, Keith Richards has outlived him. And you can't argue. Oh, my. Coming up, we're going to talk to Pittsburgher Mike Gallagher, who was at the White House yesterday. More on that right after the news at the top of this hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.